This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Texas Congressman Mike Conaway, Republican from the Lone Star State's 11th Congressional District. He is now proposing a full audit of the intelligence community following that series of reports in the Washington Post last week. And Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Well, Greg, great to be with you.
What concerned you most about these revelations?
Well, and I'm not proposing a new requirement. Or the intelligence community has been required to be audited dating back to the CFO Act and back into the 90s. They've just not been in compliance with it. And I've been on a push well in advance of this disclosures in the Washington Post to move the community along so that, in fact, it could get a financial statement audit and pass. And so there's only one of the 16 agencies that has gotten a clean audit this past year, and the amount of money that's spent, it's unacceptable that they don't have the right financial systems, controls, internal controls in place that would allow that. That then, of course, plays into some of the statements that were made about the broad swath of the intelligence community that were played out in the Washington Post. But this emphasis on getting the audited financial statements at the intel community is predates the Washington Post deal. That the Washington Post thing just plays into it. I've also got a companion effort going on at the Department of Defense, which is also not audited, has the same requirements. And being the only CPA that serves on both the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee, I've got, some would say, perhaps a Don Quixote-like quest going to push on both of those executive branch departments to get it done.
Congressman, if it's mandated by law, what reason has been given for this not happening at the frequency that it should be?
Well, this is hard work. Both these entities, writ large, the Defense Department and the Intelligence Community, are huge. And I don't discount how difficult these jobs are to get this done. But part of it has been, it's just been too hard. Obviously, over the last 7 or 8 years, in the middle of a fight, both on the intel side and the DOD side, not been able to do everything all at once, so to speak. Part of this, part of my job, is to make sure that I get commitments each time we have a change in leadership, and that speaks to much of the problem is the revolving door that at all agencies, whether it's the secretaries of defense or secretaries of ODNI, those are relatively temporary slots, and heads of agencies are temporary. They come and go often, and this kind of a task, this and the difficulty that is involved requires strong commitment from the top leadership. It will not get done unless, as an example, Bob Gates says, this has to get done. And whoever takes his place has the same kind of commitment. So part of the difficulty in getting it done has just been the fact that leadership comes and goes, and this is not a one-year fix to get this done.
You had a very interesting statement in your press release on this subject, saying, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, I understand the need for secrecy and the critical mission that the intelligence community performs. However, as a CPA and a congressman, I also understand the need for accountability. When you read about what many people consider a very bloated intelligence community now, based on the reports in the Post, and I know concerns you had previously before those stories even came out, what would you be looking for in an audit to determine perhaps where taxpayer money could be saved and where the intelligence community could be streamlined?
Well, the part of the issue is that the intelligence community may be spending every nickel correctly and properly. They just can't tell us that, and they can't tell the world that because they don't have an audit opinion that says these financial statements reflect the transactions that went on. And so no one can really tell you what the savings were. We've got a study that was done by the intelligence community that shows that the study showed that going to broad systems that are common across much of the community would save up to $2 billion in just accounting efficiencies, let alone decisions that you might decide to make once you had a better handle on where the money was going, setting of priorities and redeployment of assets against different tasks, if they had better data on which to base the decisions of where money should be spent.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Mike Conaway. Sir, how much of a demand on Capitol Hill is there for this audit?
Well, no one's against it. I mean, that's the easy thing, is that, who's going to say, oh, heavens, no, none of these financial statements should be audited. Everybody's for it. But again, it's about commitment by the members of Congress and others to stay on task, to keep this as an issue that's one of those that's at the front of everybody's mind, because it is important, but it is hard to get done. And again, as I was started to say earlier, part of my job is each time we have a change in that leadership, as example, the DNI, the new one coming in, is to get that person's commitment that they are as committed to moving this process forward and continuing to see progress made as their predecessor. And so that's going to be one of the things that I will continue to be a thorn in the side of. In fact, the folks that lead the agencies themselves, as well as the top leadership in the intel community, as well as top leadership at DOD. That we got great professionals in this arena, and they know what needs to get done. Part of it is breaking ties between folks who are the same level of the organization chart. That takes top-down leadership, but I've got great confidence that our professionals in place can get it done, and I'm trying to work with them to provide whatever incentives or help they need. One of the things we did in the recent acquisition bill was to set up a system under DOD whereby agencies that got their financial statements in order sooner than the deadlines would have tangible benefits associated with that, as well as compensation and bonus pool set aside for the staff who does the hard work, the heavy lift to make it happen. So both an agency incentive as well as a personnel incentive to get it done sooner than the current deadline of 2017. And I hope to try to drive something similar to that in the intelligence side as well.
And a broader question in our last minute or so here, Congressman, it sounds like for the most part, your time on the Intelligence Committee has given you a pretty favorable impression of the community. Do you, in fact, believe that it has evolved in the most effective way possible since 9/11?
Not the financial side of it, no. I mean, the fact that they can't audit, they can't, they've got too many standalone silo systems that are preventing the audits of the financial statements. So however you're evolved or they've done it, until they can get to a point where an independent audit can be done of the financial statements and they're clean, and the attendant internal controls are good, the management systems are in place, then no, you'd have to say no, that it has not evolved properly. That's on the financial side, Greg. Make sure there's a distinction between that and the operational side, which is trying to protect us from some really bad guys. So don't draw a collusion between the two. I'm just talking specifically about the financial accounting side.
Understood. Congressman, a very important subject, though. Thanks so much for taking the time to explain it.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman Mike Conaway represents his state's 11th Congressional District, member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.